It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. On this date in 1869, Cincinnati's first professional baseball team, then called the Red Stockings, played their first game, resulting in a 45-9 win over the Great Westerns, also from Cincinnati. That team won 57 games that year and lost none, counting only matches with association clubs. They played over 60 games altogether, counting outside teams. Their commercial tour spanned the continent and included both Boston and San Francisco. The first season ended on November 6th at home with the Cincinnati's beating the Mutuals of New York 17-8. With the same regular nine players, the 1870 team continued to win regularly, perhaps 24 games before losing 8-7 in 11 innings to the Brooklyn Atlantics in Brooklyn on June 14th before a crowd of 20,000. Bob Ferguson scored the winning run in the 11th inning on a hit by pitcher George Zetlein. The Red Stockings remained one of the strongest teams in the sport, losing only six games, but attendance declined badly, especially at home. That perfect season in 1869, the only perfect season in professional baseball history, set an impossibly high bar for the future, it seems. At the same time, they really helped nationalize the game and put Cincinnati on the map as a baseball town, according to Greg Rhodes, a Reds historian who wrote The First Boys of Summer, with Cincinnati Enquirer reporter John Erardi. The team's executive board recommended on November 21, 1870, that the club not employ players for the following year because it had become too expensive. As a result, a new pro club was organized in Boston, and three Cincinnati players were hired to join the 1871 Boston Red Stockings in the first professional league, as it turned out. The current Cincinnati Reds organization identifies itself with the Red Stockings of more than 150 years ago, despite reorganization and defections in the early years. The Boston Red Stockings, which began with half of the original Cincinnati team, eventually adopted the name Boston Braves. The team is now based in Atlanta and still retains red as one of its uniform colors. The Boston Red Sox, established in 1901, adopted their version of the old nickname in 1908. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 4th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.